Offshore wind energy got a big boost this week when Connecticut officials announced the state's first ever procurement of the renewable resource. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, the move is part of larger offshore wind acquisition, which also involves Massachusetts and Rhode Island.
Connecticut's share of the pie is the smallest of the three states at 200 megawatts, but it's the largest allowed by this bidding cycle, enough wind energy to meet about 3% of state demand. Emily Lewis is a policy analyst at Acadia Center, a clean energy advocacy group. She says the decision is encouraging, but she hopes Connecticut does more.
Massachusetts has mandated 1,600 megawatts of offshore wind by 2027, so we'd like to see Connecticut set a similar target in law so that we know that we're moving towards that target.
Meanwhile, state officials say the decision is an economic boon. Winning bidder Deepwater Wind is expected to invest heavily in New London, raising optimism the spot will transform into a hub for regional offshore wind development. Mary Sotos is a deputy commissioner at the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection.
What we found compelling was the $15 million investment in the New London State Pier. So that would allow, obviously, substantial aspects of the project to actually be constructed in New London.
Wednesday's energy announcement also included four fuel cell projects and an anaerobic digestion project in Southington. All will need to be approved by regulators in the fall before anything is built. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.